We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, indeed. Semper Fi, welcome into this Wednesday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL. Good to have you aboard. Going to be here till 7 o'clock tonight. The Will Wade Show, LSU basketball. Going 6-0 in the SEC so far this season. Our Pelicans primer with Mark Menard at 4:35. Zion Williamson makes his debut tonight in the Smoothie King Center for the New Orleans Pelicans. The much-anticipated debut of the number one overall draft pick. We'll talk about that pretty much all show long. Our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Zion makes his debut tonight in New Orleans. How optimistic are you with him in the lineup? Very optimistic? Kind of optimistic? Or meh, it's the Pelicans, 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Well, Bobby, I can't wait to see this young man play.
Well, yeah, and you should be optimistic, like going forward, and I'd be disappointed right now, considering it's wide open, that we wouldn't make the playoffs. You say, well, 8C, what are you realistically going to do? Well, you got to get that experience.
Yeah, that'd be a good accomplishment for this team.
Yes.
That was completely rebuilt in the offseason.
And then you could build upon that going forward. Yeah, making the playoffs, I don't care if you're the 8C, it's a lot better than not making it. So you're right there. Well, I think we might be, off the top of my head, like 3.5 games out.
Mm-hmm. They're 17-27 on the year.
So you have to look at it that with Zion, if he lives up to expectations, what we expect, that he should be that difference maker to help the Pels beat at 8 seed. I mean, why not? You look at Brandon Ingram, B.I., he's an all-star. And look at his play. So I'm optimistic going forward that the local fans, because basically football is going to be over. I mean, you still got the Super Bowl and interest, yeah. a number of Saints players in the Pro Bowl, so there's always local interest there. And we talk about football year-round, but now it's about the Pels. And going forward with basketball, obviously we're always going to talk about the Saints and football, but a lot of the fans are going to be on that bandwagon. Now, how you stay on that bandwagon to build upon tonight is you got to win. If you win, then the fans are going to want to be in that number. Look from a national perspective, all the credentials they had to give out, Christian. It's almost like an all-star type weekend. And we are the center of the NBA universe right now. And what does the game really mean?
This was originally going to be a 7 o'clock tip. When they found out that it was Zion's debut, they bumped it to 8:30.
Well, and to show you how desperate right now, even though you look at the Lakers and LeBron and you look at Kyrie Leonard, with the Clippers, the Warriors being down, they looking for a big splash, like a boost. To help the NBA to propel themselves going forward. That's why I truly think with Zion, the expectations, the center of the NBA universe, like I said, is in New Orleans because of Zion. The NBA, I can honestly say this right now, I think the NBA is cheering for Zion. They hope he works out like at the highest level. Kind of like Moran, with Memphis.
Yeah.
Just think if he was playing in New York. And look at Memphis. They're right there fighting for their playoff life to be that 8 seed. But if that, as good as he's played, boy, if Zion could be on that level, and that's what we all expect. No, there'll be a lot of interest to close out the season right here in Yarlington NBA because of Zion. If he could just play at the level, and he might have to take baby steps to the beginning. But what Morant has done with the Memphis Grizzlies is because it's Memphis. He's been unbelievable. So hopefully that's the case.
I can't wait to see him. He's a rare athlete. I mean, you don't see too many guys that big that can move like him. I want to see how he responds. And I just want to see him, all the hype that surrounds that guy. And look, it was bestowed upon him. He didn't ask for it, but that's what happens for the number one overall pick. But just his ability. I watched him from time to time at Duke. I mean, he was insanely impressive.
And from the get-go at Duke.
Yeah.
You know how he caught the nation's attention?
Yeah.
Obviously, you're at Duke. Yeah. So that's a prestigious.
I'm very optimistic with him in the lineup for the Pelicans. I'm with you, Bobby. 17-27, you're within striking distance of the eighth seed. I think it would be a significant accomplishment for this team if they go ahead and punch their ticket to the playoffs and make the eighth seed. I don't care if it's the eighth seed and you got to go play the one seed. You're probably not going to win. I don't care.
Then you could build upon that. Then you look forward to next season with a playoff team. And,
What I want as a Pelicans fan, Bobby, is I want to see hope. Show me that you have hope that they're
keep
that
hope alive.
You're headed in the right direction. I think a playoff appearance would be a tremendous step. I wasn't even expecting a playoff appearance this year. I was as a fan, I would be just patient with the idea of, all right, you know, if they don't make the postseason, fine. They totally rebuilt the organization.
Well, you're more patient than me because I look at it. Come on, if you're heading in the right direction and you look at a parity and all that, that Zion should have that edge and to get it done to help the Pelicans be that eight seed. Well, why are the Grizzlies in the hunt? The Grizzlies weren't in the hunt. Why? Because they're a stud young player. So why can't Zion do this? So what you're expecting, Christian, when you look at, and Mark can chime in here, like over and under as far as when you look at, I don't know the minutes, but I'm looking at points and rebounds. I would say, I don't know, 13, 14 points, about 8 rebounds if you go over and under around there.
We were actually going to get into that. Setting the over and under at around 20, right?
20 points?
I would take the under.
I would take the under on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark? Now, 14, I think, over and under.
I was going to say I'd take it at 15 and 6.
15 and 6.
Yeah, 15.6 rebounds. Because we don't know how much he's going to play.
Right.
That's the biggest thing. Right. If he was playing a whole game, it would be a little higher. But we don't know how much we're going to see out of him tonight. It could be we see a lot of him if he looks good out there. We just don't know.
I'm setting it 14-8. That's it.
Yeah, I would take the under of 20. I'm kind of with Marks. 5 to 6 rebounds.
Well, I'm gonna go with it. So you could take the under there, but boy, what if his first game he had a double double? I mean, just by getting 10 rebounds, I think you don't think they can blow it. Oh, look at Zion. First game back gets a double double.
Oh yeah, he'll be the talk. He will be the talk nationally tomorrow, regardless.
Yep.
Regardless.
Positive or negative. Hopefully it's positive.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Sports Talk. Just getting started here on WWL. Zion makes his debut tonight. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Zion Williamson making his debut. 8:30 tip-off for the Pelicans in the Smoothie King Center against the San Antonio Spurs. The much-anticipated wait is just about over. Tom and Metairie, what's going on, Tom? How optimistic are you about the Pelicans with Zion making his debut?
I am extremely optimistic, and I have several reasons, but I'll tell you why. Zion's a phenomenal player. He's a freak. It's going to be so much fun to watch. But the other thing that's got me excited is just the other young players they have. I mean, they did an excellent job drafting Jack Hayes, and I'm sorry, the point guard. He's been playing so well lately. And so, man, you get Jackson Hayes in there. You get the center we got from Utah. You get Zion in there. You've got two excellent shot blockers in Hayes and Zion in the middle. There's not going to be anyone driving in the lane. Then, you know, we finally have a couple point guards. The rookie, again, I'm sorry, I can't remember his name, plus Lonzo Ball is playing well. So that takes, you know, Drew Holiday out of having to play any point because, I mean, as you guys know, he's not a point guard. He is an excellent off guard, excellent defender. Defending on the outside.
Tom, I'm going to put you on hold, man. Sounds like you're going through a bad cell area.
Yeah, just to add to Tom's list, you know, we mentioned Brandon Ingram, the leadership. When you're talking about knocking down the three-pointers, now his name's living my mind. The white boy from Duke.
J.J. Redick?
J.J. Redick. God, I'm a Christian. All of a sudden, I had a senior moment. Where did that come? No, like J.J. Redick. I mean, his leadership and
the sharpshooter.
Yes, and that's the best way to lead. You know, you lead by example, then all of a sudden you have games where you're hitting crucial three-point shots or you're shooting a high percentage, and the team has that trust to go to you. So, listen, I think, what are they – Morgan, is it a 3.5-point favorite, Christian? I think I want to say that three and a half point favorite tonight against the Spurs. So, I mean, I think they should win. You know, in the home crowd, and it's gonna be a playoff atmosphere in January. when you think about that.
Look, before you knew that that Zion was going to return to this game, tickets were going, this is in the upper level now, on SeatGeek, whatever site you want to check on roughly $5 to $8. Now they're up to $20. Just goes to show you the anticipation of Zion. What you got, Mark?
Yeah, 3.5-point favorite tonight.
Yeah, 3.5. So, I mean, that's, you know, that means I'd say it looks like a very entertaining game, pretty close when you look at that spread. And, I mean, it's not like, oh, you have to win. No, it just would be a good showing because the crowd will be in there, will be out there that wants to be on that Zion bandwagon, you know, kind of thing. And he's here. And just to come away with a win in the Smoothie King Center.
Well, usually, what is it, a 3-point home field advantage they give you?
Yeah. So typically.
So it's about a half point.
Yeah, so that's basically what it is. It's like flip a coin. So it should be very entertaining tonight.
Jerry in LaPlace. What's going on, Jerry? You're on WWL.
Hey, Bobby, Christian, look, real quick, let me give you this analogy. My job, my career is in construction. When I first started out, and I was under the journeyman, I saw what type of tools that they bought because I know that those were the tools that I needed, okay? You needed quality tools. So I bought the tools. The problem that I had was I didn't know how to work the tools. So my analogy is you got the best tools in the world, but if you don't know how to use them, you're lost. And then vice versa, you could be the best carpenter in the world but have bad tools and they'll make you look bad. I'm optimistic about the players that the Pelicans have. What I'm unoptimistic about is I don't think Coach Gentry, and no disrespect to him, knows how to use the tools that he's got because he's had some of the best athletes, but yet he couldn't get the job done.
Well, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Coach Gentry going forward. Because that at one point, the way they started the season, and Mark will tell you this, like
13-game losing skid.
Who they're pointing the finger at? They're not necessarily pointing at the players. Yeah. Said it was the coach. It's the coach. Then all of a sudden, you turn things around. You go on a winning streak. So that's what the challenge of Coach Gentry. No, he has to continue and finish strong, Jerry. I mean, that's just position right now.
I wouldn't live in that world, Jerry. Honestly, like the. You know, if you're gonna accuse him of being the guy that's not the answer, then you also gotta acknowledge that he's helped turn this thing around a little bit.
Well, I have to say, I think the approach you gotta wait and see.
Yeah,
and that's why they play the game. So,
I'm not living there yet. I haven't arrived there yet.
Coach
Gentry
knows
the problem.
That it's all a production business. He knows.
Yeah,
the opportunities he's had. Look,
in fairness,
a great
him.
Individual. You know, I don't know.
What he had to manage last year, right? I think he deserves a little bit of equity, right? He deserves a little bit of patience just because, I mean, they put him in a really – the organization put
with
him
AD
in
stuff,
a really
yeah.
bad spot in general. And, look, let's be honest. He hasn't had his full arsenal and his style necessarily or his full arsenal at his disposal at times, even when AD was here. AD was hurt often. So, I don't know. Jerry, I think that the jury's still out. On whether he's the problem.
Yeah. I'd see how the season plays itself out because it was not wouldn't benefit no one to go midstream and you change coaches. I mean, come on. No, Coach Gentry, we got to, I think, wait and see. And like Christian said, the jury's still out. And then we could readdress this, put it this way, like come June.
If he gets this team in the playoffs, he's not going anywhere. He's not the problem.
Yeah, especially if the uptick, when you see, like, okay, you made the playoffs. Boy, they were well represented in the playoffs. They're fighting. And you could see that it's a stepping stone kind mm-hmm. of thing. You never want to be where it's better to overachieve than underachieve because Coach Gentry knows that. When all of a sudden you got the talent, go, man, they should be winning way more games. So and then you might say, like, well, boy, the team, look at adversity had it, and they bounced back. But you never want to be like, God, that's all, you know, that's all the games we won, then underachieved. So, yeah, it's still, you got to wait and see. And I know a lot of fans might say, just look at Coach Gentry's track record throughout as a head coach. You know, he's a big part of what he was doing with the Warriors as an assistant. But then you look at a head coach, and then you might say, well, and if you're a big fan of Coach Gentry, look at the injuries he's dealing with. But it gets to a point where, okay, I'm tired of the injury excuse. And even though it might be legit, So that's why I said let this season play out. Then I think it'd be a better measuring stick to see where Coach Gentry is at for the future.
And he's got a history with David Griffin. I mean, before
New
Orleans.
They have that relationship, right?
Chris in Marrero, what's going on, Chris? You're on WWL. Hey, Chris.
Hey, man.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, look, first I want to say, Christian, Simplify.
Simplify, Chris.
USA. And Bobby, hey, man, this is the old Hell Pain buddy.
Oh, hey, what you doing, Chris? You working hard or hardly working? Just hanging out? What you doing?
Little both.
Okay. Well, but, good to hear your voice.
Okay, look. To be honest, I'm not optimistic at all about them making the playoffs. That could be very understandable, right?
Right, because, boy, there's a handful of teams, half a dozen teams, all fighting for that eighth spot. Yeah, it's very competitive on the back end.
But I'm very optimistic about Deion tonight and for the rest of the season, as long as he stays injury-free. Now, there are two scenarios I'm going to call it. If he plays at least two quarters, he's going to have a double-double. If he plays three quarters, if he's able to, he's gonna have a triple-triple.
So you talk about he'll have over 10 or more assists. That'd be impressive.
He's gonna have a triple-double.
Yeah, he called it a triple-triple.
Right. Yeah. Hey, look, that's optimistic. I don't think you're gonna see him that much. I just don't. I don't think you're gonna see him for three quarters. And I don't know that it's playing that way. It's gonna be a spurt here, or a spurt there, and then get him out the game. Look, I think we talked about it at the onset of the show. 14-5, I think would be a good night. 15-6 in that range.
I'm going 14-8. I just have that number in my head, and you want to get there early because he's not coming off the bench. He will be starting, so we need to welcome him and look like and make it like a playoff atmosphere where we, you know, have that home court advantage.
Coming and back for Pelicans Primer and New York Sam. Next here on Sports Talk on WWL. Time now for Pelicans Primer with WWL's Mark Menard. Back here on Sports Talk, Pelicans Primer brought to you by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why, we know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. Mark, I got to start with Zion, right? I mean, here it is. It's tonight. Anticipation has arrived.
It's time, New Orleans. Are you ready? Let's dance, everybody. Zion Williamson in the Smoothie King Center making his NBA debut tonight. I can feel the excitement, guys. I don't know about you. I can feel the excitement in the city about Zion making his debut tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely one of – I mean, Bobby walked in with his Pelicans gear today. Uptick for sure of emotion.
Yeah, the last time I wore this Pelican shirt was when we drafted Zion. So
There you go.
I got it out of the back of the closet.
Apropos night to wear it, right. The night we draft him and the night he finally makes his debut. It's been 3 months since the season started, and he had that surgery to repair the torn meniscus. But, he's been through all the rehab. He's rejuvenated the way he plays, the way he walks and jumps and lands, and hopefully this is something that's going to help him with his overall longevity as a player, because we want him in the NBA and of course in New Orleans for a long time. And tonight we get to finally see the fruits of his labors, and I'm sure that he's more excited than anybody to be able to show off what he's been put through over the past 3 months.
So what do you expect from Zion tonight?
It's hard to say what to expect because we don't know how much we're going to see him. But I expect, something along the lines of like 15 points, 20 points maybe if he plays a little bit longer. And so 15-6 is the stat line I'm looking for, 15.6 rebounds. I'm looking for maybe at least 3 explosive dunks out of Zion tonight. I'm looking to see a little bit of defense on the other end because he can play both ends of the floor. And we need to see both ends of the floor tonight from Zion in whatever limited minutes he plays. But the defensive chemistry is probably going to take a little bit of time, but that doesn't mean he can't go down there and block some shots.
Now, Mark, who do you think? And you watched the Pelicans this season. Who would you think could be his, like, right-hand man? I don't want to say Batman and Robin and all that, but who could complement Zion in his game? Is it a veteran like Drew Holiday or just your thoughts on that and how, because
– Well, it depends on what you're looking for in terms of complement. If you mean, like, as twin scorers, it's going to be Brandon Ingram. And he's really made the most of his time in the lineup without Zion Williamson to develop his game and reach a new height that, you know, he hadn't been to before. Remember, he missed a lot of time last year as well with that blood clot in his shoulder, and he kind of had to relearn some things about the game as well. And he really made the most of his time without Zion Williamson in the lineup to grow his game. And so if you're looking at who's going to be the other clutch guy on the team, it's going to be Brandon Ingram. Now, if you're looking for – you know, when you say Batman and Robin, in terms of the guy who's going to be throwing him lobs, that's going to be Lonzo Ball. And Zion Williamson is going to make Lonzo Ball look like an all-star with the way that they're going to be able to play the pick and roll and the way that they're going to be able to play the lob and dunk game.
Yeah, now you talk about, the fans are frustrated when they win the losing streak. Well, you got to play defense. And you talk about Zion and what he's going to bring to the table as far as a defensive player. And I think even with Zion running the floor – and you never know his conditioning until you actually see it, but how much they're going to push it and look at those mismatches in transition. I think that's going to be key also.
Well, look, if you saw him play in preseason, you know he is not shy about pushing it, and he fits perfectly into this Alvin Gentry offense. There were plenty of times he played defense on one end, was the first guy back on the other end, and it ended in a jam. So if he's anywhere near where he needs to be, then he'll be able to run the floor with the best of them and play in this Gentry offense the way Gentry wants it to be played.
17-27.
Yes.
The Pelicans.
Yes.
Three and a half games back, roughly,
games out of the eight seed.
Do you think they get it done?
I do. I really do. Because the teams ahead of them aren't lighting the world on fire. That's why they're all sitting there all jumbled up. There's only one team in that mix, and it's the Grizzlies, it's the Spurs, it's the Trailblazers, and it's the Pelicans. And there's only one team in that mix where you're taking a borderline all-star, your rookie of the year type candidate – who he's not going to get it this year because he's only playing half the season, but there's only one team that's taking a player like that and dropping him into the lineup midway through the season to give you that extra jolt, and it's the Pelicans. You know, this team was already surging forward without Zion Williamson in the lineup. So you have to imagine that putting him in there and the excitement that he brings and the exciting plays that he brings, everything he does on the floor gets the crowd motivated and gets his teammates motivated. We saw it at Duke and we saw it in the preseason. He's an explosive player. He's like a stick of dynamite out there. And he's the only guy in the NBA that's like that you're dropping into a lineup in the middle of the season. So I think, you know, when you add that factor – it's to a team that's already starting to make that push and surge ahead, I think it's going to give them the added bonus that they need to get them into the playoffs. And even if they sneak in, even if it's down to the last couple of games and they get in, I do think they get in. And you know what? Even if they don't get in, I think you don't call this season a failure if they don't get in, because I wasn't expecting them to get in. I expected them to be in the mix, and I expected them to kind of be right there in like the 8-10 range at the end of the season. And I think that's definitely where they're going to end up. But the way that they've been playing lately, adding Zion, I think that pushes them into the playoffs.
On draft day, after the draft, the conversation at least I was having was, all right, it's a completely rebuilt roster.
Yes.
Just be competitive, be entertaining. And I think here lately, they've been both entertaining and competitive. And they've gotten a little hot too.
They have. And look, you know, the calls for Alvin Gentry, I understand. And there was a period when they were in the middle and at the end of that 13-game losing streak when I also had to, as a journalist, you have to ask the question, because they were trending in the wrong direction. And that, to me, is the only thing you don't want to see out of a young team, is for them to move backwards. And it looked during that 13-game losing streak like they were moving backwards. But credit to Alvin Gentry and his coaching staff. They did some things on the defensive end to kind of, I don't want to say, dumb down, but they kind of shrunk the scheme a little bit and made it a little bit easier for a bunch of guys who never played together before to digest. And also, getting Derek Favors back has also been a big part of that. But they changed up their defense just a little bit, and all of a sudden, now they can play defense. And that's a big part of what turned their season around. And then at that point, now you got to dig out of the hole. Well, they've been doing that. In the last 16 games, which is the 16 games they played since hitting 13 on that losing streak. They're 11-5. And that's, you know, a solid record for any team in the NBA over a 16-game stretch. So if they continue to do that down the stretch, you know, we're not even to the All-Star break yet. There's 38 games left. So if they continue to do that, I don't see any way that they miss the playoffs.
That's a wrap for Pelicans Primer. Mark Menard, great job as always. Brought to you by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why. We know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. It's Z-Day here in New Orleans. Zion Williamson making his return. I'm staying here, though. Let it play, though.
We're letting it play, but yeah. We're
not his return, his debut. The much-anticipated debut. New York Sam. What's going on, New York Sam? You're on WWL.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for letting me celebrate a little bit of the Zion love with you guys here today. Mark Menard kind of made some of the points I wanted to speak to because we obviously had a 13-game losing streak, but I think it's important, and I think it shows coaching. And, Bobby, you can understand this, having been a player. Coaching is not just about giving a system and teaching your players. It's understanding what your players can do best. And because there were so many players coming in new and they were learning a new defense, it was really hard for them to figure out what to do. And I'm grateful for Alvin being the type of coach that communicates with his players and let them kind of work with him to simplify, as Mark was mentioning, the defense. So the players know what they're doing and they're not thinking. You can't think on defense. You have to react. And that's what I think really is what coaching is about, understanding how to get your players to be at their best and they're not thinking while they're producing. I'd love for you guys to speak to that point, please.
Well, New York, Sam, you know, the one thing that I noticed that it seems like even when you had that losing streak that Coach Gentry never lost the team. I think he knows how to relate to players. Because you've heard me say this before. I don't care what sport it is. And let's say you position coaching football and you coach in the wide receivers or whatever it might be, is that how can you communicate your message and get it across and they trust you and they believe in you? Well, I think with Coach Gentry, they never tune him out, if that makes sense. That they respond to him and he knows what they need to do. Now, obviously, you got to get it done, but it wasn't a case in point where, what is Coach Gentry doing? You know what I'm saying?
Not just that, Bobby. But I think good coaches they take all the heat, right? They're the ones that sit out there and go, you know, I didn't do a good enough job coaching, preparing. He's done that, and
right.
Players appreciate that. It might seem like in the media that might be boring, and fans don't want to hear that, but players appreciate that. When if he's not throwing players under the bus, they're going to keep playing for him, especially if they know what he's teaching and what he's asking for
right.
is sound.
Right.
They're not going to turn their back on him.
Coach Gentry knows how to coach pros, if that makes sense. I think he can relate to the seasoned veteran and communicate with J.J. Redick. Look how he communicated with Rondo. Or a young up and coming player, let's say like Lonzo Ball. I think he has a wide range of experience that knows how to get that message across. Now, again, the player's got to go do it on the court. You know, you can like a coach, but if you want to keep that coach around, you got to win. You know, it's all about production again.
Yeah, that's why the Carolina Panthers this year, you know, they basically quit on the organization because they liked Ron Rivera. And they were mad that they fired him. And it's like, wait a minute.
Perfect example. Christian, it's like, not to cut you off, but I guess I did. But
that's okay.
No, exactly like you said. Look at the first time we played Carolina. That wasn't that.
That was a tough game.
Versus when we played them the second time. They didn't even seem like the same team.
They had no interest. The U-Hauls were packed.
And it just goes to show you how much, like you said, they respected Ron Rivera and how hard they were playing for him. But again, you got to win or they make changes.
New York, Sam, thanks for the phone call. We'll step away and come back here on Sports Talk on WWL. Bobby's calling for jobs over here in the break.
No, I'm not. This is the point I was telling Mark.
Okay.
And, you know, I usually look at the glass and be joking about glass half full versus glass half empty. If the losing, the team that gets the 8 seed and they have a losing record, let it be the Pelicans, because if the losing team and it's not the Pelicans, the 8 seed, then Coach Gentry got to go. Yeah, this is what I'm saying. What? So
if they don't make the playoffs.
We're supporting a team that don't have a winning record, okay? You think, well, if you don't have a winning record, you're not going to make the playoffs. It would be almost like, I don't think too many NFL teams would make a change owners. For instance, if they were 7-9, let's say that's not even, you know, 500. It could, in theory, happen.
It has happened.
Okay, 7-9, and you're in the playoffs.
The Seahawks were 7-9 when they beat the Saints.
7-9, and you're in the playoffs. Then I think you're in the playoffs. But and that's why I'm saying, look, it's so wide open, all these teams are losing records. So that's why I'm saying if we have a losing record, that being the Pelicans, and we make the playoffs, I'm all for Gentry. But if we don't make the playoffs, then maybe we need to make a change.
Rick Uptown, what's going on, Rick? You're on WWL.
Yeah, guys, look, I'm a season ticket holder with the Pelicans, and I don't want to go negative, but, even before the end of last year, Gentry is never impressed me. He's all about the fast pace, the run and gun. He can't coach defense. Hopefully with a defensive coordinator, the right guy, the Pelicans could do something. And I don't know what adjustments and modifications have been made as of late. But, hey, they're on a streak, and that's great. But there are two things I want to say, and this is in response to the last caller. I got seats three rows behind the bench, and I like watching the interaction between players and coaches in any sport. Last year, I believe it was, the year before last, when Rondo was in the lineup, Rondo was running that team. And don't make any mistake about it.
Right.
And if you look at it this year, particularly in the last game where we lost by three to some team, Gentry was drawing up some play with 3.4 seconds left. Reddick was in the game, but he was standing up, and the four other players were on the bench. Gentry's doing his diagrams on the board, and Reddick is looking at his teammates like, what? What is this all about? And Reddick then barks something to the team, and they break the huddle. And again, look, Gentry speaks well. He dresses well. And, yeah,
he's a nice man, very nice man.
He's a nice man, and that all counts in life. But if you want to win basketball, it starts with defense. You win championships with defense, and we ain't going to do it with Gentry's fast breaks. So, otherwise, go Pelicans. I'll be there tonight. And y'all are doing a great job.
How pumped are you to see Zion make his debut?
I am very pumped. I was, you know, I wasn't confident that he was going to make a difference until I went to that last preseason game and watched him play against some real starters. And he was, I mean, his first step is the most unbelievable thing. I don't think any big man can stop him when he penetrates. Of course, his mid-range game and his outside game shooting-wise have a lot to be desired, but it's going to be fun watching him. I really am looking forward to it.
Now, Rick, you know, a lot of fans, we're obviously going to bring up Coach Gentry. And you look, he is the man, but he's not really the top dog. It's David Griffin. So do you have confidence in David Griffin doing the right thing towards the latter part of the season? Whether, you know, we're in the playoff hunt and we're an eighth seed or we don't make it, because I think I'd be extremely disappointed if a team is an eighth seed and they have a losing record. I say, why not the Pelicans? The point I'm asking, do you trust David Griffin going forward, considering the relationship he has with Coach Gentry? Because, boy, we truly rolled out the red carpet with him coming to town and obviously getting Zion and all. So do you trust David Griffin that he'll make that tough decision if Coach Gentry's not the answer?
Rick, you got 20 seconds, just so you know.
Yeah, I have a lot of faith in Griffin. I think he'll pull the trigger and get rid of Griffin, Gentry, if necessary. I was a little surprised they kept Gentry, but I think that's because Griffin has control over Gentry.
Rick, enjoy the game tonight. Thanks for the phone call. Up next hour, we're going to study LSU's 2020 roster. How competitive will they be after a national championship season? This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.